Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here. Right now, you never know, it could be yours.
All right, let's buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject, I want that old thing back. All right, dear Stephen Shirley, my wife and I have been married for 22 years, but for the past 4 years, we've lived apart. We talked about divorce, but we never did it. It's very weird, but we fell into a pattern of co-parenting and just never filed for divorce. Every holiday, she invites me over so our family can be together. Every Christmas, I sleep in the guest room and wake up, cook breakfast, and then we watch our kids open presents. It's not until recently that I'm seeing my wife in a different light. We got married when we were 24, and I was still immature and selfish. Now that I'm older, I see my wife in a position of authority, leading a household without me, and it kills me inside. I want so badly to just apologize and go back home, but my pride gets in the way. I fear rejection too, because the children told me she's dating. She's got her hair cut short and she's still got her 24-year-old figure and she dresses very nicely. I don't want her to forget about me and move on, so I made up reasons to see her without the children. I asked her to come to my office to discuss our oldest child's college tuition, and she came in smelling good and looking like a movie star. All eyes were on her, and for a second, I was proud to call her my wife. She quickly reminded me that we are estranged and I no longer have any privileges. The day after, I went to our middle school's band competition, and my wife's new boyfriend was with her. I sat far away from them because this cut like a knife. Recently, I got enough courage to tell her, to call her to see if she'd be interested in patching things up. And she let me know she has moved on and we need to file for divorce for real this time. I cried, but she was cold as ice. I can't lose her. What do I do now? Well, it looks like you've already lost her, and she's so much has told you that. And you don't say what caused the separation 4 years ago. You just talked about there was talk about divorce, but never filed. And for 4 years, you both have been just dealing with this situation for the sake of the kids, so you say. Until now. You never mentioned, like I said, what caused the separation, but I'm thinking you cheated because you say you have something to apologize for, but your pride won't let you. Now, all of a sudden, your wife is looking like a movie star. She's a boss, smelling good. She has her 24-year-old figure back. She's got her short haircut. You also said you were selfish and immature when you were married at 24. That's another reason I think you cheated. But now that you're older, you see your wife in a different light. Well, I mean, that's understandable because people do change and people do grow. And your wife is aging like fine wine, apparently. It sounds like you're stuck and can't move forward because you say you're afraid of rejection and just too prideful to do what you need to do. I think it's because the kids told you your wife is dating, okay? Your wife is dating, so now you're getting all these feelings about you don't want to lose her. You're feeling like another man is taking your place, so of course that makes you want her more. You realize what you lost now. But unfortunately, your wife told you she's moved on. She wants to file for divorce. Sounds like you need to move on, too. I mean, you could give it another shot. No risk, no reward. But sounds like she's made up her mind. And that's about the end of that. Steve?
Well, dog, came to the right place. Hmm. The only thing about coming to me with a letter like this is, being a man, I know exactly what he's really saying. Now, what you typed is all cute, but, bro, that ain't really what's happening. And we just going to have to be honest with you if you want Uncle Steve's help. I don't know that I can, because you've ignored something for a while. You've been married 22 years, but the last four y'all been living apart. Y'all talked about divorce, but you never did. But every holiday, she invites you over so the family can be together. And every Christmas, you sleep in the guest room and wake up, cook breakfast, and watch your kids open presents. And then you say, not until recently that I started seeing my wife in a different light. We got married when we were 24, so you've been married 22 years. That means you're 46 now. And I'm still, and you were 24, and I was still immature and selfish. Now that I'm older, I see my wife in a position of authority, leading a household without me, and it kills me inside. Oh, okay. So now you realize, as a lot of men do, that family's everything. I got you, dog. I want so badly to just apologize and go back home, and here's the reason we have this whole letter. I want to so badly to apologize and go back home, but my pride gets in the way. The Bible says pride cometh before fall. You will see the fall in this letter, and you will understand it was caused by pride. When we come back, I will show you what he considers to be pride, and I'm going to tell you that it's something else.
All right. All right, Steve, hang on to that thought. We'll have part two of your response at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, I want that old thing back. We'll get back into it right after this.
Come.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, I want that old thing back.
Well, yeah, you do, dog. But you didn't appreciate it when it was new thing, and you didn't do it right when it was your thing. Now it's become an old thing. We have a situation. Now you want it back, right? Married 22 years, past four, they lived apart. They celebrate holidays together. She calls him over to the house. He sleeps in the guest room. On Christmas, they wake up and they watch the kids open up the presents together. And then all of that right there. And then he says, not until recently, I'm seeing my wife in a different light. We got married when we were 24. I was still immature and selfish. So now I'm older. He's 46 now, by the way, folks, because he's been married 22 years. They got married 24. I see my wife leading a household without me, and it kills me inside. Here's the reason we have this letter. I want so badly to just apologize and go back home, but my pride gets in the way. I said there's a scripture that said pride cometh before fall. Now, the 4 years of not filing for divorce and this pride you have, you want so badly to go back and apologize, but you just, your pride get in the way. Well, now the fall is occurring, sir. And exactly what is pride, everybody? What is this thing about men sometimes that prohibits us from doing what's the right thing and watching something occur, knowing what would fix it, but your pride gets in the way? Well, let me tell you what pride is. And then he says, I fear rejection too. Now, he's trying to be honest. But this pride is a part of that. See, the reason he don't want to be rejected is, could it be because he does the rejecting? And now he don't want the roles reversed. Mm-hmm. You know, you do what you want to do, but then when it's time for you to do what you have to do, oh, my God, she may say no. You call that pride? Okay, bro, I'll go with you. And then he says, I fear rejection, too, because the children told me she's been dating. She got a new haircut, short, and she still got her 24-year-old figure, and she dresses very nicely. Okay, dog, when she got the new haircut, you ain't see this coming? Let me tell you something, fellas. When you see your woman in the gym, when you see your woman with a new haircut, when you see your woman going on about her business, you better sit up and take notice. If she don't ask you how you like my hair, if she don't never mention to you why she working out, it ain't for you, player. It ain't for you. And I want so badly to go back home, but I don't want to apologize because my pride gets in the way. So now here's what happened. I don't want her to forget about me and move on, so I made up reasons to see her without the children. So you asked her to come down to the office and discuss your oldest child's children, college tuition. She could show up, haircut short, smelling good, body banging like a 24-year-old coming to office. Everybody notices her. He proud to call her my wife. But then she told you, we are strange. You ain't got no privilege. Stop telling people I'm your wife.
How did she say it, Steve? I love it.
We are strange. You ain't got no privilege. Just stop telling people I'm your wife. Now you looking stupid down at your little office. See, this that pride, old dumbass pride. Mm-hmm. The finest woman in the world is your ex on the arms of another man. See, wow. They blew it, pimp. Mm-hmm. And now you watching it. But, we ain't got there yet. But we do right after this, though. The day after I went to our middle child's band competition and my wife's new boyfriend was with her, I sat far away from them because this cut like a knife.
Is this a song?
I got enough courage to call her to see it. Now, here we go. Now he got courage now. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, see, a minute ago, it was pride.
Right.
Pride is ignorance, man. And so now you got enough courage to call her to see if she'd be interested in patching things up. And just like she did when she came up to the office, let you know you don't have no more privileges and stop calling me your wife, she told you she had moved on and we need to file for divorce for real this time because the boyfriend was saying, well, if y'all ain't going to divorce, why don't y'all just get divorced? Because I want you. I cried, but she was cold as ice. Well, a little bit too late for the tears, dog. Yeah. Wait a minute, hold up, excuse me. Didn't you say your pride got in the way? So what is you crying for?
What happened to all that pride?
See, what that said? I can't lose her. Shirley said it. You can't lose her. Who did you see at the band competition? You think he ain't said nothing about the haircut and the little banging body? Mm-hmm. What do I do now? Well, dog, I think you've done what you're going to do. You waited 4 years. You took too long. You thought she was just going to sit over there with her fine self and wasn't nobody else going to want her? Bro, you may be too late, homie.
All right,
and you
Steve.
Let your pride get in the way.
We got to go. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.